Let's hope so.
Now, enough on our legislation. Let's look on the bright side. Let's hope for the best for January 1st and soldier on. Looking on the bright side, sure, we've had good times on radio. If any of you remember back over the years, the Radio Dublin float out there practically every summer, every Sunday during the summer for years on end, at all sorts of garden feats, walks, sponsored runs, and Lord knows what. It was great fun. We all enjoyed ourselves, and well, the music was along there to help everybody along. We had good times, so we can't complain. 22 years, it's a long, long time in radio. As I said, I haven't been there that long in the radio myself. I've been there since 1974. It's still a long time. And I'll be sad to leave it, as I'm sure most of our disc jockeys will be. But we'd all prefer to go under better circumstances. But however, we must go sometime in 1989, whether you like it or not. We must depart the airwaves. Looking back over the years, it's been good. Even the elections, you hear the background music there. If I put a microphone over to it, you can probably hear it better. This was the Radio Dublin Jag playing this music around Crumlin, Inchicore, Kilmainham, into Ballyfermot, Rathmines, Rathgar, and all of those places there back over the years, 1978 right through to 1982. Well, that was a Fianna Fáil election song. They were one of the best ones they brought out actually on on any election. And that was it, blaring out of the Radio Dublin Jag. The poor old Jag, of course, has seen better times as well. But there were good times. But the good times, I'm afraid, have to go as well. We've a little treat in store for you. I'm sure it will work out anyhow. As far as I know, we'll be linking up with Radio Nova International, broadcasting from London, just outside of London in Surrey, and they're going out via satellite to Lord knows how many countries. I think the last count was somewhere around 22 countries they're going out to, and we're hoping to do a hookup live sometime on the 31st. So at least there'll be a lot more people know about the close down than do at present. I'm sure everybody is, of course, involved in Christmas and all the rest, and it's not the time to think about radio. But if we don't all think about it now, well, no good after the 31st of December, because your station will be gone by then, if it's anything barring Radio Dublin, that is. And Radio Dublin can't, as I said, survive much longer than January or so. So do help us out if you can. I was tempted actually to include all our interviews with all sorts of TDs, ministers and whatnot over the years. It's amazing the number of people that have been on the station. Gary Fitzgerald, all the Lord Mayors right along the line. Pat Jennings has interviewed him, or Barry O'Hanlon. Every year somebody has turned up to give a New Year message to the people of Dublin. And we've had, as I said, Gareth Charlie has been on talking to Barry O'Hanlon. I think all of your politicians, well, we haven't had Ray Bourke on, I'm afraid. Maybe he'd like to come on and have a few words, but it's unlikely. It's a strange thing, I suppose, about politicians. Everybody will lean over backwards to help you coming up to an election time. And when they're into opposition, they will try and help. But when they get into government, whatever happens to them when they get in there, now you don't want to know. It's amazing. Everybody has tried talking to Ray Bourke. John Bruton, Richard Bruton, Alan Jukes, Desi O'Malley, as I said, brought it up in the Dáil, and Jod Rutan as well, which no good, won't budge, that's it,
everybody goes.
Well, that's our main news, this Christmas Day 1988, our last Christmas Day certainly on air, under an unlicensed situation. Whether we'll get a license or not, well, that remains to be seen. Everybody hopes they will. And only two will succeed. Let's see, will Radio Dublin be one of those two? Before I go, thanks to everyone who helped out with our Tie appeal this year. Certainly far better than last year, I'll have to say that. Plenty of ties to go out. Not altogether enough. We couldn't cover everybody, of course. We never can, no matter how many we get in. There's always more people looking for ties than actually come in. But certainly a great response. Thanks to everyone there who did help out. So it's nearly time for me to go. News has dragged on long enough. I'm sure you're wondering where the music has got to. We'll be back to music in a very short time. And if you are tuned into us in early January, if we happen to go off medium wave, well, perhaps you'd like to drop down to the station. I'm sure you know where we are, and I'm sure everyone knows by now where the station's situated. We'll, as I said, stick it out as long as we can, trying to, if I can, get it off to Cork before the 31st and see what'll happen there. If not, it'll be to Cork, you can be sure of it, after the 31st of December. Well, let's end off news. It's so long since I played a request for anyone on radio. Well, I'm returning a request that was played for me a couple of years ago, two, maybe 3 years ago, and it was recorded, like many of the programs, and by the way, many of our programs through January will be either old programs or taped programs. Disc jockeys can't very well chance going on air and being fined £20,000, so that's not on. But a request for someone, and we'll say goodbye to my theme music in the background. If you're wondering what it is, have another listen. So we're leaving my theme music. I usually had Oxygen and things like that in the background while the news was on. That one is a different theme tune altogether. Here we go, a request from... Well, I interrupted there. You might have gathered some of our news is on tape today. Had a phone call to say there are a number of stations staying on air. Apparently, the new legislation does not, so I'm told, does not cover stations in Northern Ireland, and Donegal being classed as Northern Ireland. WABC up in the North Donegal staying on air after the 31st of January. A few other stations in that area going on as well. And KSFM in Monaghan debating whether they will or will not. Remains to be seen what will happen. So stay tuned and maybe we'll have something on that later in the week. Me to someone who played it for me some years ago. Have a listen.
Ask me how I've lived to now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. But life began again. Thank you. let me down. Now that you're
now it's time to leave you. I'll say goodbye, God bless, and thanks to everyone who helped out with all sorts of things over the years, or toy appeals, Easter egg appeals, and odds and ends like that. From me, it's goodbye, God bless. I leave you with what has been regarded as the station's theme tune for many, many years. It hasn't been played much, I'm afraid, these days, but this is the time to play it. Our last record, and then you're back into normal programs again. Goodbye, God bless.
In 1989? If so, we'd like to hear from you. Why not contact the experts? Tower Communication.
Well, there you go. That's that's the captain's news there for you, and a little bit of a nod on the end of it there. I think we played it a few weeks ago. We've been digging up a few tapes here. This particular one here, it's going back, there's no date on it. It's, I would imagine, going back to around the 1970s sometime. A Mark Story interview on some radio station. Was it the Big D or somewhere like that? I'm not sure. But anyway, we're going to give you a blast, and I haven't heard this aired anywhere before, and it's quite interesting about the Irish radio movement of what people want in local radio. Yes, friends, it is time to bear it again.
And that's in Brighton.
Yes, hello.
On the subject of new organizations, let's take a look at the Irish radio movement. In spite of that official-sounding title, the Irish radio movement has nothing whatever to do with RTE. It's the brainchild of a group of young people who obviously feel very strongly indeed about the kind of broadcasting they want. One of them is Mark Story.
The Irish radio movement was founded in April with the primary objective of creating an interest in radio in its general form, and also especially in community radio, which radio for the community, for a specific and a small community. It was founded after an experiment in what is known as the Gloucester Diamond, which is a little area around Sean McDermott Street. The people in the youth club there got together and founded a radio station called Radio Melinda. This station was very, very popular, except, of course, it was illegal. And they decided, the Gardaí came along and closed it down. We felt that a community radio should be set up with a legal basis, and possibly to be a commercial station run by possibly volunteers, possibly professional broadcasters, with the eye to receiving advertisements from local traders, etc.
What do you say that the contours of community radio being? I mean, how many community setups would you see, say, in Dublin?
Well, that's very difficult to say. You see, a community is very hard thing to sort of, it's very hard to find out exactly what a community is. It's people living together as a distinct unit. And where a distinct unit exists, community radio should be set up to help that unit to exist. It should be there to let the people express their views and indeed add to the community. Because with community television in London, Greenwich Television, I don't know if you've heard of this, they've helped to create a community atmosphere in their particular area. Indeed, Radio Melinda, which broadcasts on 300 every Sunday, they did exactly the same. They had fantastic response from the local people, so much so that when they were closed down and the court case was imminent, a local priest intervened to say that this was a community asset and should be encouraged. And I think it's a great pity that the station wasn't allowed to continue on a legal basis instead of being cut off in its prime. And programming was surprisingly good, because people were, these were volunteers, but they were volunteers from the area, which is very important, because you don't want outside broadcasters, much respect to RTE, they're fine broadcasters, but they're not local people. They don't know local problems, and they don't know how to present local entertainment as it should be presented.
Well, if you think that community radio would be a good idea, or for that matter, if you don't, why not give us a call on the look-around comment line at Dublin 47728. The comment line is open between now and 12:30 to take your thoughts about any of the items in this morning's look-around. Just ring Dublin 47728 and leave us your name and telephone number. We'll call you back as soon as we come off the air at 12 o'clock. The number again is Dublin 47728. Open now for your comments on any item in this morning's look-around. And as I've said before, we specially welcome calls from outside the Dublin area. Last Saturday's calls from listeners were nearly all concerned with just one subject, and indeed it's a subject that we've met.
Dublin District Court with operating an illegal radio station on December 17th last, were alleged to have broadcast the Christian name and address of Post Office Detection Officer and sent a New Year card from Radio Melinda to his home.
Charged with keeping, working and using a wireless transmitter at 5 North Gloucester Place, Sean McDermott Street, where James McCabe, Liberty House, Railway Street, Michael Lynch and James Lynch, St. Mary's Mansions, Sean McDermott Street, Ken Sheehan, Mourne Road, Drimna, Declan Meehan, Shanless Drive, Santry, and Ernest Melia, Tolker Cottages, Old Finglas Road.
Mr. Tom Callender, Willow Park Avenue, Ballymun, an engineer with the Department of Posts and Telegraphs, has said that he became aware of the...
I'll tell thee everything I can. There's little to relate. I'll tell thee everything I can. There's little to relate. I saw an aged man sitting on a gate. Who are you, aged man, I said, and how is it you live? And his answer trickled through my head, like water through a sieve. He said, I look for butterflies that sleep among the wheat. I make them into mutton pies and sell them in the street. I sell them unto men, he said, who sail on stormy seas. And that's the way I get my bread, a trifle, if you please. But I was thinking of a plan to dye one's whiskers green, and always use so large a fan that they could not be seen. So, having no reply to give to what the old man said, I cried, come tell me how you live, and thumped him on the head. His accents mild took up the tale. He said, I go my ways, and when I find a mountain or rill, I set it in a blaze. And thence they make a stuff they call Rowland's Macassar Oil. Yet tuppence halfpenny is all they give me for my toil. But I was thinking of a way to feed oneself on butter, and so go on from day to day, getting a little fatter. I shook him well from side to side, until his face was blue. Come, tell me how you live, I cried, and what is it you do? He said, I hunt for haddock's eyes among the heather bright, and work them into waistcoat buttons in the silent night. And these I do not sell for gold or coin of silvery shine, but for a copper halfpenny, and that will purchase 9. I sometimes dig for buttered rolls, or set limed twigs for crabs. I sometimes search the grassy knolls for wheels of hansom cabs. And that's the way, he gave a wink, by which I gave my wealth, and very gladly will I drink your honour's noble health. I heard him then, for I had just completed my design to keep the Menai bridge from rust by boiling it in wine. I thanked him much for telling me the way he got his wealth, but chiefly for his wish that he might drink my noble health. Local broadcasting was to be truly independent. Control should not be exercised for purely commercial motives, said the doctor, but it should be exercised by people who are in close touch with the needs and desires of the place which was to be served.
The commercial motives, but it should be exercised by people who are in...
The Minister for Posts and Telegraphs, Dr. Cruz O'Brien, said last night that national broadcasting needs to be supplemented by local broadcasting.
But if local broadcasting was to mean more than a local disc jockey playing the same international records, it must be based on substantial local resources, he told the meeting in Cork.
Well, there you go, there's a piece of what it sounded like way back in the 60s there as the hobby station with Uncle Ken on 253 metres medium wave. Very interesting stuff indeed. And of course you had the interview there with Mark Story. That was, I reckon, about 1978 or there, about 77, 78, that interview took place. just thinking of the years back. Well, anyway, here's some music for you. We're closing down about 12.
In the radio, how are you this morning? You there, in the radio, you sound very sad.
You there, with your radio, yes, I'm feeling lonely. You there, with your radio, will you be my friend?
You there, in the radio, tell me what you look like. You there, in the radio, are you very small?
You there, with your radio, I am not so tiny. You there, with your radio, I am not so small.
I wish that I could see like you were on TV.
I wish that I could see you too. You sound so very nice to me. You there, with your radio, what we'll do. Send a photograph to me and I will send one back to you.
Is Radio West Side.
Man out of sight!
Oh my.
1969 there for you, a band called Grapefruit, and that was called Come Down to the Station. Enough of that in the studio. As I said yesterday, there was about 4 days left, in which I was correct, or maybe said 3 days left. Well, it's down to the third day today. This is Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, another 3 days left for us here on the air. I don't know about anybody else, but we'll be closing down on Saturday. And it's going to be a very sad occasion indeed, so I don't know what story is, but they know there'll be a lot of people listening into Westside Radio International on 6280. So we're trying to get records that relate to different things. Do you get my drift? Yes, well, maybe you do. Well, here's a band called Cromwell, since broken up, released 1975, an album which was called At the Gallop, a track here which is called Ireland, the Wild One. How was that for you? A very good morning here. This is Westside Free Radio Station on the 49 meter band shortwave. Mm-hmm.
cockeyed stare. I thought, whoopee, he's a measly child. But the babe was my big surprise. She's your white one, and she's caboose. She's your white one, and she's caboose. And she'll soon be gone. She's your white one. And she's caboose. She's your white one. And she's caboose.
Round in the dark. afar to live and die. Under the brave black flag I fly, then play a hypocritical part with a pirate head and a pirate heart. Away to the world across the sea,